This KBO program has been made possible in part by the KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 or on the web at radiocab.net.
Welcome to Out Loud, KBOO's Queer News and Public Affairs Show. We are always recruiting volunteers as well as guests for the show. Please contact us at kbooutloud@hotmail.com. Our guests tonight are Amy, who is the Grants and Development Coordinator for the Equity Foundation, and we also have Linda with us, who is the Executive Director. So I would like to just welcome the two of you to the Out Loud show. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
So let's start off by saying, you know, let's talk about just what is the Equity Foundation?
We're an Oregon-focused nonprofit organization that raises money and gives grants to promote diversity in Oregon. And we also manage a number of GLBTQ-focused scholarship funds for Oregon. We were founded by members of the gay, lesbian, bi, and trans community, and we've given out about $2.2 million in grants since we started.
Wow, that's awesome. So how long has the Equity Foundation been around?
For about 17 years now.
Way to go. That's excellent. And what are some of the things you're doing currently?
Well, we've funded a number of grants throughout Oregon. In our last funding cycle, we were able, through our Safe Schools Initiative, which is a three-year initiative to promote safety and end bullying and harassment in schools throughout Oregon, we were able to give out $60,000 in grants to a number of programs throughout Oregon. And just as one example, in Springfield, Oregon, the group that was working there was able to get the school board to pass a diversity curriculum that included gender identity and sexual orientation. And that might not seem like a really big deal, but it was in Springfield, and it was done after it actually took three attempts with the school board, the first one being met with opposition from a conservative Christian coalition group, and to get that that language through the school board. As another example, we've also, through this Safe Schools Initiative, funded a number of gay-straight alliances throughout the state. Another grantee did a survey of GLBTQ elders and nursing home care, and they actually were invited to present at a national conference. We also fund in the area of arts and culture, and so we've been able to support. We have intentionally supported a number of GLBTQ-themed plays.
Now, can someone find out about the different grants and scholarships that you've given out? Like, where would be a place people could read about these things?
They could go to our website, and there are lists of who we have funded, not only for this year, but for previous years, too, you know, for each granting cycle that we do.
Okay, so the website, again, is www.equityfoundation.org. And I believe on the website you also have some details about the scholarships that are available, correct?
Yes, we do.
So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Okay. Our scholarship funds, right now we host six scholarship funds for LGBTQ students and or children of LGBTQ parents. And those are all on our website, and all the applications are on our website and can be downloaded right from there and have the application deadlines and, you know, the different criteria that you need to apply for each one. just to name off our scholarship funds, we have a Bill and Ann Shepherd Legal Scholarship Fund, which is for financial assistance to third-year students, law students. We have a Just Out Scholarship Fund, and that one gives preference to students outside of the Portland area. We have Kaiser Permanente Northwest, which is scholarships that encourage members of the LGBTQ community that are going into careers in healthcare. And that also can be not just traditional healthcare, but acupuncture, naturopathic medicine. So that's a really good way for folks to get into that scholarship. There's the Portland Area Business Association Scholarship. The Pride of the Rose Scholarship, which has been around for 28 years, I believe, now. Mm-hmm. And they're having an event, actually, for their endowment fund at the end of the month. It's called A Touch of Class at Darcel, so on the 21st of May. And then we have a new scholarship fund, the Orchard Hoyman Fund, that is going to assist students that come from Lane County, specifically, and that's a new fund, and we're really excited about that.
Now, those are for individuals from Lane County, but do they need to be going to school in Lane County? Or can they go to school anywhere?
They can go to school anywhere, but they must be from Lane County and 19 years or younger.
Okay. And are these good for schools within the state of Oregon?
Yes.
Okay.
And also outside. Mm-hmm. Many, in fact, most of the scholarship funds allow people to be considered and apply who are going to school outside the state of Oregon as well.
Oh, okay. All right. And again, those deadlines, it looks like many of the deadlines are in the month of June, a couple in July, and one is at the end of August. So this summer, those deadlines are coming up if people are interested. And you said those applications are on the website as well?
Mm-hmm. Right, at www.equityfoundation.org.
Okay.
We also, just so people kind of get an idea of the amount of dollars that are going out, a year ago, $35,000 was granted from the scholarship funds. So far this year, $40,000 has gone out in scholarship funds.
That's awesome. Incredible. Okay, so you give out scholarships, you give out grants. What are some of the other things that the Equity Foundation is doing?
We're also supporting Pride festivals throughout Oregon. It's a competitive selection process, and we were able to fund
five festivals across the state.
Okay.
So we're helping make those festivals possible. In some cases, it's the contributions from Equity Foundation have been really important. In Bend, 2 years ago, we actually supported their first a year ago, their first public Pride event. In Coos Bay, we're making it possible for people to gather and have a picnic mm-hmm. that really draws from a wide surrounding area. So it's a good way for the GLBTQ community to gather and give each other support and also be visible to the greater community in these cities.
That is so important. And it also looks like in Medford?
Yes, it's the Ashland. I mean, it's typically been the Ashland Southern Oregon Pride, but this year they're having it in Medford for the first time, which is really incredible and is a great, great step forward.
Okay. And it also looks like you're involved the Pride Northwest here in Portland.
Exactly.
And then also I want to mention the University of Oregon. I guess the University of Oregon is having a lot of events this week that we're going to talk about more in the announcements section of the show. But they're also having a queer women's music festival on May 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys were part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. So what are some of the things... do you guys do, like, specific events, like fundraising events? Or I know you said you're having a presence at these Pride festivals.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the other places that people may see the Equity Foundation out in the community?
We actually just had our major fundraiser annual event and recognition ceremony for the year called Investments in Dignity. And that was February 16th, and it's usually around that time each year. That's the time that we give out grants to the organizations who have applied. And this year we gave out $82,000 to organizations that are specifically focusing on diversity in Oregon. We also participate in community events. So A number of our donors also help fund the Northwest Regional PFLAG Conference that just happened two weekends ago. So we were present there and had a table. And the next day we went to the Brother to Brother celebration that was held at PSU. So we try to be present and supportive of the work that the grantees of Equity Foundation are doing in the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have the PFLAG folks on our show a couple weeks back to talk about that big conference. So
excellent.
Okay. And what are some ways that people can get involved? If someone wanted to get involved with the Equity Foundation, what does that look like?
Oh, they can volunteer. We always need volunteers. A nonprofit always needs volunteers. And people can get involved with us in volunteering on many, different levels and different ways. We really try and tailor our volunteers to what their needs are and what they like to do, and not just have them stuffing envelopes. But mm-hmm. we need help with that also, always. Mm-hmm. We want people to come to us that really care about our mission, which is to, diversity and the dignity of all people. So we want to get people involved by volunteering, by donating through workplace giving, which is a way that we raise money in campaigns across the state, and just by tabling events that we have at Pride festivals, or oftentimes when we go to all these events, the PFLAG conference or the Ashland Film Festival or wherever, we have tables and we need folks to help us staff them. So if you have a cousin that lives in Ashland, let us know, just so that we need more support, so that, because it's only, the three of us. So to get out there and do all of that, it's a lot, and to have the energy for it. So we need our support.
Okay. We also have committees that help Equity Foundation run. So we have a granting committee in the metro area where people help in the process of reviewing and making recommendations about which of the proposals we receive should be funded. And then we have granting committees in Corvallis, in Ashland, in Eugene, and Amy is...
Two new ones.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting one up in Salem right now, as well as Bend. So we're looking for folks to help participate in those. But the idea that people in their communities are better equipped to know what's happening and to, review their proposals and that, rather than us in Portland.
Mm-hmm. And so if someone wanted to get involved, the best way to do that, is that through the website? To contact you guys through the website?
Yes, they can contact, me directly. And my information's on the website,
right,
too.
And this is Amy who's speaking, by the way. Okay,
yes,
Amy.
Or they can,
Amy,
yeah, and Cole. They can call 503-231-5759.
Okay, and the website, again, is equityfoundation.org. Okay.
I just also wanted to mention that certainly people can also, we're not a privately endowed foundation. We're a community foundation. So we do raise money every year that is given out then as grants and helps us with our educational program and getting around the state of Oregon. And so people can give to Equity Foundation both directly. Our donors are really kind of a community of people who care about diversity in Oregon, and it's straight people and gay, lesbian, bi, trans, intersex, queer, questioning people who contribute to Equity. And a lot of our donors believe they give to support the core diversity grants that Equity Foundation gives. Other people also give through Equity Foundation, through the workplace giving programs that they participate in. We also have about 70 people who have donor-advised funds at Equity Foundation, where they've established something that I kind of describe as giving accounts. And they give money to Equity Foundation. It's tax-deductible in the year that they give it away, but they set up that fund, and then they recommend to the board who they want the money to go to. And by giving money through Equity Foundation, they're actually putting a stamp of diversity on the funds they give to any nonprofit organization in Oregon. And that's because we have an agreement that requires the receiving organization to sign non-discrimination that includes gender identity and sexual orientation. So donors are both caring about our community and may also say, I really care about animals or I care about public radio, a number of different choices that people can make in their giving that increases the impact of gifts.
Okay. And Amy, you are part of that development, I guess, through businesses and the, I guess I've heard you say the workplace donor.
Workplace giving program.
Workplace giving program.
Yes.
So now if someone works at a work site and is interested in setting something like that up, I mean, is that something that can be employee driven or do businesses decide they do that?
Usually it's the businesses that decide, and we actually participate in 17 campaigns around the state. So if you're listening and you're an employee of the state of Oregon, the Portland Public Schools,
Metro, Port of Portland, TriMet, a lot of public sector campaigns, and then some private. We do HP and Nike and
Wells Fargo, PGE. All have campaigns that allow employees the choice of giving to Equity Foundation.
And then we can turn around and give that money to all of our grantees, which is really, I mean, the heart of what, you know, our organization is to support those organizations that apply to us for funds that are doing that good work.
And it's so important. I guess I'm a big fan of keeping the money in the community as much as possible. So
exactly.
I think it's great what's going on over at Equity Foundation. And we have a few more minutes. I guess, what are some thoughts that you want to leave the listening community with? You know, what's the most important message to get out?
Well, Equity Foundation is really a community of people who care about equality for the GLBTQ community and diversity in general. So our core grants go to the GLBTQ community, but we also fund other organizations that are working on issues of diversity intentionally. I think it's also something we like a lot about Equity Foundation is that we fund pretty edgy projects. We've done a lot of first-time grants to organizations. So we're working with organizations that a lot of times can't get funding from mainstream sources. And we funded a lot of, like, startups. We gave the first grant to the Q Center that they got this year. Girls Performing Arts has received funding through Equity Foundation. We funded the first Women and Trans Night at North Portland Bike Works. Brother to Brother has received funding through Equity Foundation.
There's a great new documentary called Austin Unbound that we just funded. It's about a trans deaf member of the community. And I mean, I think they're grantees and programs and organizations that can't, yes, like Linda was saying, can't get funding or have a hard time getting funding from more traditional sources, and we can really be a support to them and let them be known, you know, out in the community.
Okay. I think we have a really great team of people that work with Equity Foundation. We have a great board. We have a really good advisory board, too, 12 individuals from the community who some of them you would not normally associate with a GLBTQ organization have signed on to support us and help us raise our visibility. And Equity Foundation really exists because of all the people who have made contributions and supported it over time. So, you know, we all kind of pass through this life, and people who are collecting around the foundation and helping it to make a difference is in Oregon, and it really has. And we have a need for a continued presence, though. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of us are very comfortable, you know, being out. But there are a lot of people in Oregon who aren't, and there are a lot of people who are against the presence of our community. And so we are able to fund programs at multiple levels within the community. So if you go to the healthcare clinic, if you go to an art or culture performance, if you go for counseling somewhere, you're meeting up with people who are supported by Equity Foundation, and that's really important for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say, you know, thank you for all the work that Equity Foundation is doing. And I also want to say thanks to everyone out in listener land who's ever supported Equity Foundation. I know KABU has been a grant recipient, so thank you for the support here for the Out Loud show. For those that want more information on the Equity Foundation, the phone number is 503 231-5759, or all of the information you've heard this evening is also on their website, www.equityfoundation.org. And I just want to remind everyone, the scholarships, the deadlines are in the month of June, July, and early August, so check that out if you're interested. Thank you so much to Amy and Linda from the Equity Foundation for coming on the show.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you.
Okay, we have a few announcements this evening. I would like to let everyone know churchofgirl.com is an online music site and internet radio station featuring all female or female-fronted bands and solo artists. Church of Girl invites you to a local show. Shitting Flitter, It the Swallows, and Childhood Friends with a DJ Boy will play at Acme, which is located at Southeast 8th and Main on Sunday, May 21st at 8 p.m. Shitting Glitter formed 4 years ago with the explicit intention of igniting the queer music scene in L.A. They are now playing gay pride events around the country and the world. Hear them live here in Portland, Sunday the 21st at Acme. DJ Puppet and Tart present the first ever national-level drag competition titled Total Drag 2006. This contest is open to all ages and all gender drag performances. The contest will coincide with Portland's Pride festivities and will take place at the Wonder Ballroom on Friday, June 16th. Applications must be received by May 31st. If you would like to compete in this event or want more information, please visit www.totaldrag.com. Basic Rights Oregon offers suggestions on their website, www.voteequality.com, as far as candidates that support our community. And Jeff here has some of the candidates that Basic Rights endorses. So, Jeff, tell us about some of those.
Well, we have Diane Lynn, Multnomah County Chair. There is Tina Kotek, House District 44 in Portland. There is Virginia Linder from the Oregon Supreme Court, Position 6, and Brad Avakian, House District 28 in Aloha.
And Linda, did you want to add someone else that you know about?
Also running for judicial office, Trung Tu was actually a recipient of the Shepherd Legal Scholarship Fund. So it's exciting to see people giving back to the community who have been supported by the scholarships.
Excellent. Okay. And I have another announcement, and I would like to let everyone know that Outside In, their Trans Identity Resource Center, which is also known as TURC, continues the Gender Blends open house schedule. TURC is a safe, creative space to access resources for all sexualities, genders, and cultural identities. Every Monday night, they have an open house. Doors open at 4 p.m. for services, information, chatting, munchies, and just hanging out. Activities, discussion, and speakers begin at 5:30. The Trans Identity Resource Center is in the Outside In Arts Building, located at 1030 Southwest 13th Street in Portland. Please call 503-535-3895 or email tirc@outsidein.org for more information. You've been listening to Out Loud, KBOO's queer news and public affairs show. Please send us your announcements, feedback, show ideas, and anything else you'd like to share at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. Tune into our next show in 2 weeks. Thanks again to Amy and Linda from the Equity Foundation for being our guests tonight. Until next time, be proud and live out loud.